Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now listening to the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Watchlicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes. Also, follow us on Instagram at 2Nonsense1. That's the number 2Nonsense and the number 1. And don't forget to get into that Facebook community. Search 2Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. Join the group. Post up. We'd love to have you. We just did a sports episode. This is our Anything Goes episode. We don't really have that much to discuss. So it's going to be one of those ones where we always say it might go off the rails.
Yeah, sure.
You know, as always, when we do these, we drink a little bit. Got that red stag going. We're going to talk about the Oscars just vaguely a little bit. We ain't got no fucking listener questions.
No.
Because you fuckers don't want to ask goddamn questions. But it is what it is. But before we get into the Oscars.
I do not know how to fucking use Instagram. Like, oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, you took the picture. All you gotta do is post it.
It wasn't that easy. Word up.
What, it asked you some hard shit or something?
Yeah, it said, where do you want to send the picture? To your story or to friends or some shit?
To your story.
I think I did that.
All right. It's okay, man. You got it. You got it. Now.
Well, it ain't post. I just see pictures of your son.
Oh, because you're looking at the feed. Yeah, you're looking at the feed.
Okay.
That's.
Well, when I post normally, it pops up in the feed.
No. On Instagram, you don't see your own stuff.
I do.
In your feed.
I do.
What?
All right, I'm.
You talking. Look at your own shit in your Instagram feed.
Okay,
you're ridiculous. But
go ahead.
Yesterday, yesterday, which is Friday. Y'all know we do these on Saturdays. Yesterday, Friday. So Friday, what was Friday's date? Fuck was that? The 14th.
Valentine's Day.
TWSTA dropped a new EP called Lifetime. It's a 5-track EP. If you like TWSTA, go check that shit out. The EP is also a part of another big project that he's doing. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. He's doing some good shit.
See? Mm-hmm. I just did it and it popped up now.
Okay. You know?
Fuck.
Either way, TWSTA's doing some good shit for his community and stuff like that. I don't know exactly what the man's doing. I just know he got a new EP out, 5 tracks. I'm going to check that shit out, and I'm going to let y'all know about that next week.
Oh, it's 5 tracks?
Yeah, it's a little EP. It's called Lifetime.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
But I was figuring it to be 3 tracks, and I wasn't even going to waste my time.
Oh.
So 5 tracks, I'll check out 5 tracks.
Five tracks. Okay, so we're going to continue to add on to, how many albums you supposed to listen to this year?
3. I've listened to 3.
Nah, you got to listen to some more. So, on February 21st, Royce the 5'9 is coming out with The Allegory. That's his brand new album that's going to be coming out. He's got guest features on there from Griselda. Have you listened to that Griselda album yet?
Nope.
Well, you were supposed to be listening to that.
I downloaded it.
But you said you were supposed to be listening to that. Ain't nobody asked you to listen to that. You said you were supposed to be listening to that.
I downloaded it.
Okay, so that's supposed to be what, album number 4?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Technically, well, yeah, I don't know.
But
I listened to 2 albums that I, you know, one of them I shouldn't have listened to, and the other one was a surprise, so.
So the Eminem one.
That was the surprise.
You listened to that.
Yes.
You listened to, what was the second one you listened to?
That girl who.
Oh, you listened to the Billie Eilish joint. Yeah. What was the third one? I thought you.
Green Day.
And you listened to Green Day. That was your three. And you didn't really like the Green Day.
You heard it. Well, you didn't hear the album, but you heard the.
Yeah.
I was like, the whole album sound like this.
That's
like,
not Green Day. I think some clothes took over Green Day or something. Like, they need to get
back. You said, they was auto-tune crooned in it, man.
It was auto-tune crooned.
Like, what the fuck is that?
Are you going to listen to the Royce da 5'9" album?
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. Well, the next
album. I'll listen to his Eminem feature. That's probably on there.
I don't think he's going
to
have
an Eminem feature. I probably will listen to the album.
Damn, bro. Yeah, that's fucked up.
No. I didn't like his last album at all. The only songs I liked was the ones with Eminem on it.
Right. Okay. Well, I know you're gonna listen to this album for sure.
What?
On February 28th. How am I saying this? Ignitus. I can't say it, but it's a brand new Jadakiss album that's coming out on the 28th. It's called Enigdus. It's somebody's name. It's the name of the Rough Riders A&R that passed away from colon cancer. I cannot pronounce his name. I'm so sorry. I'm butchering your shit.
Ignatius.
Yeah, I don't know. Ignatius is the name of the album, I think it is. But that album, I know you're going to listen to. It features the song that you shared in the group. That has him, the boy that sounds like Neo, and Rick Ross. Who the hell is that guy?
I don't know.
That dude sounds just like Neo, though.
It was a good song, though.
It was a good song. I thought it was Neo.
No.
You didn't think it was Neo? Like, you heard the joint, but, well, you saw the video and shit. So, you, like, you posted the video, so you saw the nigga name.
It wasn't a video.
Yeah, it was the audio, but it had the guy's name.
Yeah, but it wasn't
on
the video.
It was off of YouTube.
Yeah, it wasn't a video. It was a still with the song playing.
This guy.
It wasn't a video.
This guy.
Wasn't nothing moving in the background.
Okay, man.
It was a picture with the audio.
Niggas out here want to be fucking technical and shit.
You called it a video, nigga. It ain't no video. What you want me to say?
Hey, niggas want to be fucking technical.
It ain't technical
shit.
About it.
All right, man.
It's called being correct.
Okay, man. Well, I know you're going to listen to that album for sure. So that's the album number 4 that you're going to listen to.
Yeah.
Now we just need a Styles P album to come around, and then you got 5.
Luda,
6. Can I get you to 10 albums by the end of the year?
I don't know, man. 10 is a stretch. It was only supposed to be 3, which I got.
We got to try to at least get you to 5. So we got to get
Get 5.
We got to get you to 6 so Billie Eilish can fall off, and then you can give us a top 5 at the end of the year.
I can't unlisten to that album.
I know you can't listen to that album, but we got to get you 6 albums listened to so we can get a top 5 from you.
Well, I got an album on here that I can listen to. I got 2 albums on here to listen to that I 3 that I have not listened to.
And what are those 3 albums that you got on there that you have?
I got an Alicia Keys album.
You got Alicia Keys? Cool.
She got
a new album coming out this year,
okay,
too.
Okay. I got that 35-track Chris Brown joint.
When did the fuck did that come out?
Like last year.
Okay.
But so I never listened to it.
So you got a Chris Brown, you got a Chris Breezy, you got an Alicia Keys, and then you got the Griselda joint, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When the fuck are you going to listen to the Griselda joint?
Whenever I'm ready.
Okay. After you listen to that, could you potentially add their solo projects to the mix?
Nah, that's too much work.
That's too much work. So if I gave you the names of each of the 3 individual members of Griselda, you just, nope, I'm not even gonna do it.
Dude, it cuts, I listen to more podcasts than anything.
I understand.
That cuts into my podcast time.
It cuts into your podcast all right. time.
I listen to bad podcasts. You know that she's gonna be like an hour and a half piece, so.
Yeah. The All the Smoke podcast, Kevin Garnett was on it.
Yes. I listened to that already.
You listened to that one already? Okay. All right. So I'm just throwing it out there because it's a podcast.
Like, I kind of want to watch the show.
But you don't want to watch YouTube. And get an ad in your face every 10 minutes. They give you an ad every 10 minutes.
Oh, then now. I'm definitely not watching.
You're like, it's horrible. If you have ads on it, it's like every 10 to 15 minutes is like an ad.
Then I'm definitely not watching.
I try not to watch too much anymore.
No.
And they keep giving you like, try YouTube Premium, no ads.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I'm not fucking paying you guys.
Wade Keller, man.
I'm not paying you guys to watch YouTube. What the fuck are you talking about? It's YouTube.
Like I said, it's Wade Keller, man. Every 3 minutes, you got to have an ad. Like, and he'll be like, why are you listening to the ads? Like, nigga, you got so many fucking ads in there. Like, what the fuck? That's why I'm listening to them.
Yeah.
I just fast forward to joints. When I get tired of fast forwarding, I turn your shit off. Then I'll review your shit to give you a 2 and tell you why. You got too many ads. No, I'm not going VIP, motherfucker.
No, not going VIP. That's how they get you, man. They try to get you to go VIP by torturing you with ads.
Yeah, that'll get you to not listen.
You think one day we're going to be able to torture people with ads?
I wouldn't even want to do that to them.
You
wouldn't
even want to do people
because
like
that? I know how much it frustrates me.
Yeah. Just hit us up on the Patreon or something. Just, like, come on, man. You know,
yo, if we ever get to the point where we get a Patreon and people actually pay to hear our voice.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. You know? I would appreciate it. Then maybe one day I could do my smooth late night radio voice. I got a smooth late night radio voice.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that shit.
I know you don't want to hear that right now. It ain't for you, though.
Okay, but I don't want to hear it.
It ain't for your demographic, though.
Dude, but if we do it a podcast, I'm going to hear it.
Now I'm saying if we ever get to the point where we like big... And people
you gonna break off and do your solo joint?
We can all break off and do solos. You know what I'm saying?
Who's we all? It's me and you. Nigga.
It's just us.
Yo.
You don't think we can break off and do solo shits? Like, nigga, let's come back together though. Don't leave the group. Don't Michael Jackson be broke.
I can't talk for an hour.
I'm pretty sure you can talk for an hour.
Nah.
It depends on what it is that you try to talk about.
I can't talk for an hour.
You can't talk for an hour straight?
No.
You gotta have... Like, what if... You ever seen those podcasts, right? You know those podcasts where they be talking to the imaginary person, like, off in the distance. It's not an imaginary person. It's like they're a producer or whatever. So sometimes they ask them questions, but them motherfuckers not on the microphone. You don't think you can do that? Like, I just sit in the background and just let you go?
Nah, man. You know I got short word answers. Come on now.
Do a whole fucking Q&A session where they ask Matt questions. If you ever got that big where people actually be asking you questions, like, then you probably could do it. Like,
oh, I'll ask you your questions all day. You might not like the answer.
Might not like the answer.
But I'm going to give you my truth.
Yeah. I mean, that's all people ask for, man. I think...
No. People don't want to hear the truth.
People don't want to hear the truth, but I think our listeners would appreciate our transparency and our truth. Because that's what we do. You know?
See, me, I don't lie. You want to know why I don't lie? Because you have to care to lie. And I don't care.
Yeah.
You gotta care to lie.
Niggas be gotta make up motherfucking shit. Like, dog. You lie one time, then you gotta lie again, and you gotta lie, man, it's too much.
And then
work.
You gotta remember it so you don't get caught.
That's too much work.
Yeah. I'll just hurt your feelings. Like, fuck it, man. You know.
Too much work.
Whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen.
Yeah. So, the Oscars was this past week.
Mm-hmm.
We can go over some of these categories and winners.
Did you watch any of it?
No. I heard Eminem did a performance, though.
I seen it. I didn't see the Oscars. I seen his performance because it just popped up on my Facebook feed.
Oh, excuse me.
And I seen a couple winners.
Like, I don't got 3 hours on a Sunday to watch no goddamn award shows. I don't watch award shows.
But you got 3 hours to watch some wrestling.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's priorities, people.
It's priorities. We got to prioritize. Niggas ain't watching no motherfucking award shows. You can keep all that award shows. You can keep, you know, the reality shows. I am going to watch Lego Masters, though.
Yeah, I kind of want to check it out to see what they're building.
I am going to watch that shit. As a matter of fact, I'm probably going to watch it tonight. Because the first episode is up on Hulu. They are not a sponsor, by the way. Anytime we say, like, big name stuff, that's what we got to say at the end. We got to say they are not a sponsor.
If they did sponsor us, you'd hear nothing but their ads. So when you start hearing ads.
So that's when we're going to start smacking up because of the head with the ads. Like, damn, dog, these niggas always doing it. Because
they're paying us.
Them niggas always doing the ad. But anyways, the Oscars here. Just a quick shout out to Ford versus Ferrari. And
did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch that movie.
Did you watch any other movies?
Nah, not really. In 1917, those two pictures won all of the sound, visual, and in engineering aspects. So, let's go to Best Animated Film. So, Best Animated Feature Film. Where the fuck am I? I lost it. Oh. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, I Lost My Body, Claws, The Missing Link, and Toy Story 4.
Didn't, like, I Lost My Body won?
No. Toy Story 4 won that category.
Really?
Yeah. Animated Feature Film.
I still haven't seen it.
Nope. Best original.
I'm gonna watch it though. It's on Disney Plus.
Best original screenplay. Knives Out. Marriage Story.
I want to see Knives Out.
1917. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Parasite.
Like, I want to see almost all those movies.
So you think when that one? Best original screenplay.
I don't know. Parasite.
Parasite did win that.
Yeah. It won Mad Awards.
Best Adapted Screenplay. The Irishman, Little Women, Jojo Rabbit, The Two Popes, and Joker.
The Irishman.
Nope. Jojo Rabbit won that one.
Ain't that Hitler joint?
Yep. It's not about Hitler. It's about a little boy. It's about a little boy whose imaginary friend is the embodiment of Hitler. That's what it is. Best Cinematography, 1917, The Irishman, The Joker, The Lighthouse, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Cinematography.
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah. But every one of them, I'm asking you. Who you think won?
1917
did win. Best Visual Effects, Avengers Endgame. The Irishman, The Lion King, 1917, or Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. That's visual effects.
Well, anything other than Endgame is wrong.
1917 won that.
That's visual effects. Okay, like I said, anything other than fucking Endgame is wrong.
You didn't think Star Wars got better visual effects than
Endgame? Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it.
I watched it. I said anything other than
The Lion King sucked.
Yeah, it did.
just get the hell out of here with that trash.
See, what if they would have threw Aladdin in there, that would be different.
Yeah. Best Supporting Actor.
I know who won that.
We had Brad Pitt for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I know who won that.
Al Pacino. I'm going over the things. Al Pacino and Irishman. Joe Pesci and Irishman. Anthony Hopkins and Two Popes. And Tom Hanks in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Who won that?
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
And he said he would ride. God damn.
said
he would ride the coattails of what's the dude's name? Leo's. He will ride Leo's coattails any day.
Any day.
Any day.
Any day.
I think he said that during his speech.
That's great, because Leo's a better actor than him anyways.
Of course he is.
Yeah. Best Supporting Actress. Laura Dean, Marriage Story. Laura Dern, excuse me. Marriage Story. Won. Florence Pugh. Margaret Robbie in Bombshell. Kathy Bates and Scarlett Johansson in Jojo Rabbit. Of course, he already said it. Laura Dern did win. Best Actress. Cynthia something another for Harriet.
He's sorry.
Sorry.
Stop naming your kids these fucked up names. I keep telling y'all black.
That's
people,
her last name,
though. I know what it is. It's just, I'm just saying.
Like, I mean, they gave her a pretty decent first name. It's just the last name is crazy. Renee Zellweger for Judy. Scarlett Johansson for A Marriage Story. How the fuck she get nominated for two different... Yo, that sucks. Scarlett Johansson got nominated for Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress and didn't win. I'm sorry to spoil that one for you.
I know who won.
Renee Zellweger did win that.
I know. You ain't even give me a chance to say it.
Yeah, motherfucker. My bad. And Best Actor. Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Antonio Banderas, Pain and Glory. Joaquin Phoenix in Joker. Adam Driver in A Marriage Story. And Jonathan Pryce in The Two Popes.
Joaquin
Phoenix did win that award.
Did you hear his speech?
I did not hear his speech.
Good speech.
It was a good speech?
Good speech.
Do you think he deserved to win that award?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't see the rest of the movies.
I didn't see the other movies either.
I can't say he deserved it. I thought he did a good job in his performance.
Yeah, he really did. He really did.
And Best Picture, we had 1917, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Parasite, and Ford versus Ferrari. Best Picture.
Parasite, first non-American film to win Best Picture at Oscars. That is fact.
Wait a second. Has a Martin Scorsese picture ever won Best Picture? If it did, then that statement that you just gave is false because that nigga stole all of his movies from international people. Man. He stole every movie from somebody overseas. Didn't The Departed win Best Picture?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You would have to fact check that.
I'd have to fact check that. I might fact check that. Give me some talk. Did you see any of the other movies up there?
Nah. I watched the first 7 minutes of Quentin Tarantino's joint. That's about it.
So why didn't you finish it?
Because I was tired.
Oh, yeah. That movie is what? Three and a half?
Two hours? And a half.
Two and a half?
What's three and a half is the Irishman. That's three and a half.
The Irishman is three and a half. Okay.
Like me, when I put on a 3.5 hour movie, it's to go to sleep on. Because, you know, I stayed awake for 3.5 hours watching the movie.
Okay. So let's see. We're going back through here. I'm going to go to something a little more recent. We're in the 1940s. Hold on. I'm moving forward. Casablanca won in 1943. Best Picture. Wow.
Everybody knows that.
Gentleman's Agreement. 1947. All the King's Men, 1949. Wait a minute. God damn, dog, can I go?
Godfather 1 and 2 won Best Picture.
When was that?
71 and 73, I think. Something like that.
You was close. 72 and 74.
Whatever.
Rocky won Best Picture in 1976. That's great. Kramer versus Kramer, 1979. Ordinary People, 1980. Gandhi, 1982. Beat Out E.T. Sure. That's crazy. The Last Emperor, one in 1987. Rain Man, 1988. Driving Miss Daisy, 1989. Yo.
Did you ever watch that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't bad.
She was talking mad shit to my man, too.
Godfather 3, lost out. That, Goodfellas, Ghost, and Awakenings lost out to Dances with Wolves in 1990. Silence of the Lambs, 1991.
Hold on, hold on. What? Godfather 3 was even nominated?
Yeah, in 1990. Yeah, it was nominated.
Wow.
You're like, wow. Silence of the Lambs won in 1991, beat out JFK, Beauty and the Beast.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Puts the lotion in the basket, or it gets the hose again. It's the lotion in the skin. Or it gets the hose again, motherfucker. Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood. He produced that. Beat out A Few Good Men in 1992.
Ooh, A Few Good Men.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know.
Schindler's List, won in 1993, beat out The Fugitive.
You ever watch that?
Yeah.
Gosh, man.
Steven Spielberg produced. Forrest Gump, won in 1994, beat out Pulp Fiction, Quiz Show, Shawshank Redemption. Yeah, Shawshank Redemption, and Four Weddings and a Funeral. Wow. That was a pretty good lineup right there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Forrest Gump.
Yeah, you can't argue with Forrest Gump.
Yeah, you can't argue with Forrest Gump. But that's a good lineup.
I know, dude. But you can't argue with
You could have flipped a coin and wouldn't nobody been mad about any of that. Braveheart won in 1995.
Oh, no, man. When you got somebody acting as a retard playing in a movie, you kind of win that joint. Yeah. As long as you don't go full retard, you know, you can't go full retard.
You can't go full retard. In 1995, Braveheart beat out Babe, Apollo 13, The Postman.
Yo, Braveheart is one of my favorite movies.
That's good movie. 1996, The English Patient beat out Jerry Maguire, Secrets and Lies, Shine, and Fargo. 1997, this was a movie that Leo didn't get an Oscar for.
Titanic.
Titanic, what a 1997.
Titanic, I think, won like almost everything that year.
It beat out The Full Monty, L.A. Confidential, Good Will Hunting. 1998, Shakespeare in Love. Beat out Saving Private Ryan, Elizabeth, Life is Beautiful, and A Thin Red Line. 1999, American Beauty.
That's a good movie.
Beat out The Green Mile, The Sixth Sense.
Have you ever seen American Beauty?
Yeah, that's with
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, and yeah, that's a good movie.
Yes, wanting to fuck a 17-year-old.
Yeah. In 2000, Gladiator beat out Chocolate.
Chocolat.
Beat out Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Aaron Brockovich, and Traffic. That's a good lineup.
I hate Traffic. I thought that movie was garbage.
You didn't like Traffic?
I thought that movie was garbage.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon was amazing, though.
Yeah, it was.
That was a great movie.
But a subtitle. Some parts. Yeah, not the whole movie.
This nigga on. Well, the original Japanese version is completely subtitled.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There you go.
So, yeah. In 2001, A Beautiful Mind beat out Lord of the Rings, Moulin Rouge, In the Bedroom, and Gofford's Park.
It ain't better than Lord of the Rings.
A Beautiful Mind wasn't better than
Lord of the Rings. No, it's not better than Lord of the Rings.
Isn't that A Beautiful Mind? Hold on. Am I thinking about the right movie? Is that the movie with the teacher?
It sounds about right.
American mathematician. Okay. Yeah, something like that. In 2002, Chicago beat out Gangs of New York.
Nope.
Lord of the Rings.
Nope.
The Pianolist.
Nope.
And The Hours.
It's not better than Lord of the Rings. And it's not better than, what
Gangs,
was the other
one? Gangs of New York.
Oh, yeah, man. Gangs of New York was my
The Pianolist was good, too. The Pianist, excuse me. You never seen that movie?
Maybe. Okay. Who's in it?
Oh, shit. Don't give me the line. I don't know.
Okay, then.
Adrian Brody. That's who it
no,
was.
No, I didn't see it.
I'm like, dog, what is that boy's name?
Well, I've only seen like two Adrian Brody movies.
Yeah. 2003, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King did win.
Well-deserved.
It beat out Lost in Translation, Seabiscuit, Mystic River, and Master in Command.
What a shitty lineup.
I ain't seen none of those movies. I don't know.
You see Seabiscuit at least?
No. Fuck, I'm going to watch that shit. So what's racist? No. In 2004, Million Dollar Baby beat out Ray, The Aviator, Finding Neverland, and Sideways.
But hey, at least Jamie Foxx won that Oscar for Ray.
Yeah. I thought The Aviator was a really good movie, though.
It was a good movie.
Yeah. In 2005, Crash beat out Brokeback Mountain.
Crash was trash, too.
It beat out Brokeback Mountain, Capote, Good Night and Good Luck, and Munich. I have no idea.
Those are all bad movies. Crash can have it.
Yeah. Here's the one right here. 2006.
Don't even tell me the winner. Just read them off. Let me guess.
Little Miss Sunshine. Letters to Terashima. The Queen. The Departed. And Babel.
I think Babel won.
No.
No?
No.
It wasn't The Departed.
It was The Departed. The Departed won this one. And this is the movie that Martin Scorsese stole.
Yo, what is with you and Martin Scorsese, man? Because
he steals all his movies.
Who the fuck cares?
He steals all.
And he turns them into classics.
They were classics before he took
them. I don't care what he did. I see none of them.
Only thing he did was change the names of the characters.
Oh my gosh, dude. Leave him alone.
Why I gotta leave him alone?
Why not?
Because you don't watch subtitle stuff. So you didn't know that all he did was change the name of the characters.
So what?
He didn't even change the storyline or the backdrop.
So?
So how you going to turn it into a classic if it's already great?
Because I ain't seen the mother shit. So wild. It's classic. So you mean to tell me you don't like none of his movies?
Of course I like his movies. Because he stole them. All the movies that he took, they were great before he took them.
So leave him alone.
Okay, I'll leave him alone for now.
What you mean for now?
I'll leave him alone for now.
All he does is drop good movies.
You are absolutely right. Yes. All he deals is steal good movies.
I didn't say steal. I said drop good movies.
Every movie he drops, he stole it, though. It is what it is. In 2007, we had Juno, Michael Clayton, There Will Be Blood, Atonement, and No Country for Old Men.
Juno.
No Country for Old Men was the winner.
Okay.
In 2008, we had The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Slumdog Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire. No, 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 no. Keep reading.
Frost / Nixon, Milk and the Reader.
Okay, Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah. In 2009, this one they expanded the field, so we got a lot more movies here. You had Avatar, The Hurt Locker, The Blind Side, District 9, and Education. In what? Oh, Inglourious Bastards, excuse me. Precious, A Serious Man, Up, and Up in the Air.
Precious?
No. The Hurt Locker.
I never heard of that movie before.
It's a war movie.
Okay, never heard of it.
In 2010, you had 127 Hours, Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are All Right, The Social Network, which was the story of Facebook, Toy Story 3, True Grit, Winter's Bone, and The King's Speech.
Nigga, I don't know. The King's Speech.
You are correct, sir. Even though Inception was a great movie.
It was.
The Social Network was pretty good, too.
Never seen it.
Oh, man. in 2011, we had Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. That's the name of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Help, The Artist, The Descendants, Hugo, Midnight in Paris, Moneyball, The Tree of Life, and War Horse.
Moneyball.
No.
Hugo.
No.
Okay, War Horse.
You might as well stop guessing, dog. You said that this year was the first international film to win, right?
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't be the case.
It is the case.
The Artist won in 2011. It was a French film.
Nah, they don't count that.
They don't count that?
No.
They don't count the France?
I'm telling you they don't.
That's what they said. They didn't count this. Because The Artist in 2011 was a French drama film styled in black and white silent. It was a silent film. That's crazy.
Maybe you're reading the wrong list.
No, I'm reading the right list. This is it.
Yeah.
Best film.
They don't count that shit.
I'm reading it right off their site.
Okay.
And
I'm telling you, they obviously ain't count that shit. Because they said it all night long.
Go ahead. Revisionist history, man. In 2012, we had Django Unchained, Amra, Beast of the Southern Wild, La Miserable, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, Zero Dark Thirty, Argo.
The third one.
No. Argo won. Ben Affleck and George Clooney produced that movie.
Well, if you would have told me it was Ben Affleck, I would have said he won that.
Oh, okay. You'd have said he won that
mm-hmm.
over the Django Unchained.
I know Django didn't win.
Over La Miserable, the musical. I don't know. I ain't look at Argo.
I didn't either, but I know it won because of him.
Okay. In 2013, look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain now. Captain Phillips. Dallas Buyers Club, American Hustle, 12 Years a Slave, Gravity, Her, Nebraska, and The Wolf of Wall Street.
That's a pretty decent lineup.
That's a decent lineup right there.
Say it again.
12 Years a Slave, American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, Nebraska, Wolf of Wall Street. And Philomena, excuse me. Philomena, too.
American Hustle.
No.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Nah, stop playing, man. You know what it is. You know what it is. White people love to watch motherfuckers whip each other.
Really?
12 Years a Slave, nigga. Like, you know white people love them slave movies. They're like... The only reason why Django didn't win because Django was about a nigga coming up talking crazy to white folks.
And he was whipping a white man.
Exactly.
But they should have gave it to Leo for saying nigga with a smile.
In 2014, you had Boyhood, American Sniper, Birdman, The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance. That's the entire name of that movie. The Grand... Bombastic Hotel, The Intimidation Game, Selma, The Theory of Everything, and Whiplash.
Yo, I ain't seen none of them, so I couldn't even... The first one.
The first one was... What did I say? American Sniper? No, that's not it. Okay. It was Birdman.
Whatever.
You never seen that movie?
I never seen any of them.
Birdman, go watch that movie. It's got...
I won't.
Nah, man, you gotta check that joke.
No,
man.
I won't.
You gotta check that one out.
No,
man.
No, I won't.
It's Michael Keaton in it, man. It's really good.
Ooh. If he's not playing Batman, I don't want to see it.
But he's... That's why it's called Birdman.
I don't care.
It's a good movie. In 2015, we had The Revenant, The Martian, Mad Max Fury Road, Brooklyn, Bridge of Spies, Spotlight, The Big Short, and Room.
Leo won an Oscar for The Revenant.
He did.
That's all I care about.
That was the best film,
though. I know it wasn't.
It was Spotlight.
Never even heard of it.
What?
Never heard of it.
It's about the...
Doesn't matter.
It's about the news team that discussed the pedophilia in the Vatican.
So, I'm not watching that.
It's not about the pedophilia in the Vatican. It's about the news team. God damn, bro. I'm not watching that.
Like, but you said it.
But I was telling... It was about the news team.
Okay. No. I'm still not watching it.
In 2016, we had The Arrival, Fences, Moonlight, Hacksaw Ridge, Hella High Water, Hidden Figures, La La Land, Lion, and Manchester by the Sea.
La La Land.
La La Land did not win the award.
Then I don't know.
It was a mistake. They did say on the broadcast that La La Land won the award, but Moonlight. Moonlight actually won the award.
I remember that. Yeah. That's probably why I said it.
Yep. They said on the broadcast that La La Land won.
Sorry, La La Land, you got fucked again. Yeah. It was
Moonlight. In 2017, we had Call Me By Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, The Shape of Water, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
That's the only movie I did see, Three Billboard joint.
You saw that? I didn't see it. Was it good?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
Woody Harrelson was in that joint, right?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I just know I seen it.
So of all those...
So I'll say that movie because it's the only one I seen.
You didn't see Get Out?
No.
Oh, okay. You didn't see Dunkirk either?
No.
None of them won. It was The Shape of Water.
You want to know what?
Del Toro.
That movie, I think I watched 20 minutes of it today.
It's about the bitch who fell in love
with TNT with some fish motherfucker.
Yeah. It's about the bitch who fell in love with the fish. Yep.
I seen 20 minutes of it today on TNT.
Did you like the first 20 minutes?
It wasn't even the first 20 minutes. It was just 20 minutes in the movie.
Did you like the 20 minutes that you saw?
It was whatever.
It was weird. Just say it was weird. It's okay. In 2018, we had Bohemian Rhapsody, Black Panther, Black Klansman, The Green Book, The Favorite, Roma, A Star Is Born, and Vice.
Well, luckily, I know who won this. The Green Book.
Masala.
But
Masala.
Me personally, I think Bohemian Rhapsody should have got it. That's just me personally.
You like Bohemian Rhapsody? I like Bohemian Rhapsody. That was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
I've probably watched that like 40, 50 times.
And then, of course, this year, 2019, we did discuss that Parasite did get the dub. So, there you have it. There you have it. That was an impromptu recap. I didn't mean for us to do that.
Yeah, up the last 30, 40 years of fucking Oscars.
The Oscars. So go and watch some of those movies that we discussed, I guess.
I'm not watching, like, none of them.
Okay, let me ask you this, bro. Are you ever going to watch Power?
I think it's showing for free on Hulu, the complete series.
It's been showing for free on Hulu for the last, like, fucking ever.
So, no.
So you're not going to watch it because it's free on Hulu.
I have too much to watch.
But it's a great show.
I have too much to watch.
So...
You know the commitment I'd have to put in to watch 7 fucking years of fucking Power?
6 seasons? It's only, it's Well, the first season was only had 7 episodes, I think. And then every other season after that only had 10 episodes, I think.
Yeah, that's 10 hours right there.
I've seen you. You didn't put in work and watch some shows, man. I didn't see you.
Yeah, when I'm motivated, I'm not motivated to watch Power.
Okay, so even if you don't watch Power, right? They got 4 spinoffs to this motherfucker.
No,
coming.
No, I'm not gonna watch a spinoff when I ain't watched the main show.
Even if the spinoff got,
I don't care who in it.
You know, yeah. But what if the listeners want to know who's in it real quick?
Sure, let them know.
So, Power Book 2 starts this summer. It stars Mary J. Blige and Method Man. It's called Power Book 2 Ghost. Method Man plays a lawyer in this joint. I know that look. You didn't even give me a look, but I could just tell. Like,
no, I'm looking at this motherfucker, whoever that.
That's Lil Wayne, dog.
Is it?
Yeah, that look like Lil Wayne. That's Lil Wayne, bro.
Because I know that's Dame Dollar over there.
Oh, yeah, that's Lil Wayne, bro.
He had to show his teeth. That's how I knew it was him.
That's how you knew it was him. But yeah, so Method Man, Mary J. Blige is going to be in that joint. Method Man's playing a lawyer. Mary J. Blige playing a successful businesswoman in this show. Power Book 3. Raising Kanan is going to feature 50 Cent in a voiceover role, reprising his character that he played in Power and showing how they grew up and shit. Power Book 4, Influence, is starring Lorenz Tate. He was in the first Power. I think he premiered in season 4. I think he did premiere in season 4. Why don't you watch Power, bro? Why? I know you were seeing the first episode. I remember you saying you saw the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you continue watching the show after the first episode?
Because I canceled Stars.
Oh, it was just because you canceled Stars. It had nothing to do with the show itself.
No.
Okay. Do you remember any of the first episode?
Hell no.
Hell no. Okay.
I know there was a Spanish chick in there. I think. She was like a cop or something.
That's correct. She actually was a district attorney, but close enough. And Power Book 5 will be about the white boy, Tommy. It's called Force. So.
Great.
I think they're all going to be great shows, man. So if you like Power, if you listen to this and you like Power and you thought it was a good show, watch the spinoffs. What shows are you watching right now, though?
Actually, nothing really.
Nothing.
Wrestling.
So you mean to tell me you ain't watching nothing, but you can't
watch? Well, I got shit on my DVR to watch. Well, I got one show.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. What you got on the DVR to watch?
That Rosario Dawson joint.
Okay.
Briar something.
I don't know the name of that joint, but
that's what it is. It's Briar something.
I know what you're talking about. But yeah. So how many episodes is on that right now?
2, maybe 3.
2, maybe 3. So you check that out.
Still watching, you know, Flash, Supergirl, Batwoman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
That's it?
Okay. Yeah. Well. But you know, there'd be so much wrestling on. Like, it takes me 2 days to watch fucking Monday Night Raw.
It takes you 2 days to watch Monday Night Raw.
A 3-hour show? Hell yeah.
Hey, man.
Because I can't watch, I don't have time to watch 3 straight hours.
Oh, okay. I understand where you're coming from. So, I watched The Witcher. I got to watch the final episode of The Witcher, the first season. But The Witcher on Netflix is pretty good.
Yeah, I think my girl said that was pretty good.
Going good.
My girl started watching some show on Hulu. She was watching it today with Zoe Kravitz.
I want to watch that.
I think I watched like 2 episodes with her, but not from the beginning.
Not from the beginning. I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
She looked just like her mother in that show.
It's called High Fidelity.
Yes.
It's on my stuff because I hit the thing so I could put that on. Also, I got a joint called Utopia Falls that I want to watch on there too. But also on Netflix, I've been watching Killer Inside, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez. It's a Netflix docuseries.
Yeah, I heard of it.
That they got on there. I've been watching that. They dropped a bombshell in the first episode.
Okay.
So, I think people should check that out. They also got a Netflix series up here called Lock and Key. Might check out. And you did tell me about a movie on there. Was it Underground 6 or 6 Underground or something like that?
Something like that. It's one of those two. Underground 6 or 6 Underground.
It's one of them. It's got Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
I'm going to watch that. They also got a Netflix series up here called October Faction that I might check out.
There was another series on there I watched. I forgot the name of it, though. It's a Netflix series.
I'm actually looking at all the original.
I think it's like The Island or something like that.
Yeah, The Island. I watched that.
Oh, okay.
Island. Yeah. It was about, you know, them waking up. Mm-hmm. You watched the whole thing? It was a little limited series. It was about six episodes.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
That thing was good.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I liked that one. I was mad it was only like a limited series because they left it and it was like, man, I wonder what else they could have did with this. I think they could make a part two of that.
Maybe. I watched some Dracula shit too. It was only like 4 episodes.
You watched the Dracula joint? I actually have that on my watch list. I got to check it out. And of course, The Irishman, Academy Award nominated. Got to check that out. They got a new Sabrina on here. The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
What I really want to watch, it's not even out yet. It's coming on Amazon Prime. They got to show it. Al Pacino.
I know what you're talking about. It came up on my feed there because I have Amazon Prime. So it came up there.
Yeah, I don't think it's out yet. I'm not sure. I could be wrong. If it is out, I'm going to watch it.
So, it's something that I'm going to check out. On Amazon Prime, they got Amazon Originals. They got the Jake Ryan series on there. Have you ever checked that one out?
No.
No?
Most of the time when I'm on Amazon Prime, I just watch horror movies.
You just watch the horror movies?
Yeah, because they got horror movies that I ain't never seen or heard of.
Right, right.
You know, a lot of them suck. But, you know, that's what me and my girl like. We like horror movies.
What's the best horror movie you ever seen?
The best horror movie I've ever seen?
Yeah. If you can't just narrow it down to one, just throw out some great horror movies that you didn't see.
Well, I like both Conjurings. You're right. Went down the wrong. Okay. Both. I like both Conjurings. I think I like 3 of the Freddy movies.
3 of the Freddy movies?
Like the first one, the third one, and the very last one.
Damn, that shit went down.
Yeah, man. Look at going down the wrong tube will fuck you up.
Yeah, both Conjuring movies, both Freddy, the 3 Freddy movies. What else you got?
I don't know, man.
I like the Conjuring movies too.
Like I liked all of them. Like that whole series pretty much. Except for like one of the Annabelles.
Mm-hmm. The Exorcist.
Only the first one.
Yeah. It was a movie one time that I saw where I can't remember the name of the movie. But there was a scene in the movie where a fucker was at the top of the stairs. And by the time they walked down the stairs, there was nothing but eyeballs and blood rolling down that bitch.
I don't know what
the I can't remember what the fuck movie that was. I think it was one of them Japanese movies, man. Japanese horror movies are incredible. I know motherfuckers, you personally, you don't like watching subtitles. But if people can get through subtitles, start watching Japanese movies. They're fucking amazing. They're great.
Japanese movies and like Hindu.
Yeah.
Hindu scary movies, y'all. Those just be fucked up. Me and my girl, we'll sit through some of them. Some of them, but it's, it be hard, man.
If you ever do that, man, and there's a movie that mixes horror and martial arts. It's called Versus. They do have the English dub of the movie. But there's some stuff that's lost in translation. But if you watch that movie with the original subtitles, it's one of those movies you ain't really got to follow. It's all about the action and shit on the screen. You ain't gonna miss nothing. It's about these people. One is an escaped convict. And the other is a woman who was kidnapped by some Yakuza.
Okay.
And they're out in the forest of the undead. This forest has zombies in this motherfucker. And they gotta try to make it out. You got swords, you got guns. Motherfuckers got explosives. It's a pretty good time. Like I said, it mixes martial arts with horror. So if you ever want to check that out, check that out.
You're a bum. You're the dunk contest doing that shit. Get the fuck out of here.
We are checking out the dunk contest right now. Dwight Howard trying to defend his crown from...
with some trash.
With some trash from years ago.
With some trash. And he missed it on the first attempt. He missed that same dunk on the first attempt.
Yeah. That was trash.
I did watch a movie the other day with my girl. It wasn't a horror movie.
What movie did you watch?
Bosses, I think it was, with like Tiffany Haddish and...
Okay.
It was pretty good.
Right. Tiffany Haddish, she all right, man.
Yeah, man.
She do all right.
I think I've watched every movie she's ever put out, I think.
Even the one with Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched that.
Yeah, she's pretty
decent. You need to check out The Kitchen, though.
I wanted to watch that. I think that's good. That'll be the movie that'll change my mind about Melissa McCarthy.
Because there is no comedy in it.
Yeah, I think that'll be the movie that'll change my mind about Melissa McCarthy. I just feel there's a niche for everybody. And she is good at what she does.
Yes, she is.
She does physical comedy like nobody's business. She's great at that. The problem with me is I don't like physical comedy. It's not my thing.
Did you watch The Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
It was like not real physical comedy with her.
I didn't like it.
Okay. I mean, you ain't got...
She got sprayed all around the fucking thing when they first did the fucking laser, the shooting thing, the laser. She was all over the alley. To me, sometimes the physical comedy, in my opinion, the physical comedy goes on for too long. Like, there's no comedic timing with it. You just gotta stop whenever you stop, and it's like, y'all went too long for this. Like,
personally, I don't get what you see.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But physical comedy is probably my least favorite brand of comedy because it always goes on for too long. Like, the comedic timing is not there. You can never stop it when it needs to stop. So, that's the only reason why I don't particularly... She's good at what she does. Like I said, I think she's a good actress. It's just she specializes in physical comedy, and I don't like it too much.
Okay.
You know?
This nigga doing too much.
He doing too much?
Yeah.
He got everybody out
this
there.
This is first dunk, and he already doing too much. They got birthday cakes and shit out there.
This is the guy from Miami, right?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that? Looks like he about to dunk over somebody. Oh, he got the band out that bit. The choir. The dance line.
Yeah, he already doing too much. You better not miss this.
He gonna miss it.
Yup.
Told you.
Doing too much.
Yep.
You got this nigga standing out there looking stupid now. Like, this nigga missed the dunk on this. Now I gotta stand here some more in my ugly ass hat and jacket.
Any other TV shows or anything else you got on the DVR that you gotta watch, bro?
Nah. Because there ain't... I want to watch The Sinner Season 3, but I didn't watch Season 2.
Okay, The Sinner. That was on USA, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seasons 1 and 2 are on Netflix, so I'm going to have to go Netflix. Back and... I watched the first season with Jessica Biel. That was good. I didn't watch the second season, though, because I didn't DVR it.
Right. You ever watch American Horror Story?
Nope.
Would you watch American Horror Story?
Probably not.
Now, American Horror Story is, again, you don't have to go back and watch it every season because it's an anthology style joint. That one season is standalone, so it doesn't have anything to do with the other seasons. You ever watch Lucifer?
No, didn't they just cancel that off of Netflix? I know it got canceled on Fox. They brought it to Netflix, and I think they canceled it, too.
Nah, that was Designated Survivor. Designated Survivor got canceled off of
TV. I'm sure it was Lucifer, too.
Lucifer did get canceled off of Fox.
And they did one season on Netflix.
Yeah, they got
and they canceled that, too, if I'm correct.
New season coming.
Oh, okay. I could have sworn they canceled it.
Yeah. I thought so, too. But, hey, there it is. New season coming of that. So, and that's why it floated to the top. I wanted to know why it was up here again at the top. But
okay. No, I've never watched it, though. I don't like watching shows on Fox because they let you down. You know, they give you one season, maybe two if you're lucky, and then they get rid of you. It's hard to get invested.
Do you think at some point somebody going to pick The Passage up and let them do another season? You don't think that's ever going to happen?
Nope. I really don't. And it's sad. It's not even just The Passage, too. It's my, that mutant joint that I watched. What the fuck was the name of that shit?
Was that the... No, that wasn't... That was
The Gifted.
The Gifted.
Yeah, man. That shit was good.
Was that Marvel? Or was that DC?
It's Marvel.
That was Marvel? Do you think that they will move that to Disney Plus at some point? Because Disney Plus is trying to build up the Marvel universe again. They're putting all those new shows on there. They're going to have the Loki joint. They're going to have the Winter
Soldier. I don't think they'll pick that show up. If they do, they might just put it on there as is. I don't think they'll continue it.
Okay.
But it was good. I liked it. I really liked it.
And... Okay. This has nothing to do with... Does it have something to do with that?
What?
Netflix has a new series called Ragnarok.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering if that has something to do with Thor, but it doesn't really say anything.
If it does have something to do with Thor, they probably can't say it legally.
Yeah. Maybe not.
They legally can't say that because Disney owns that. Unless they get permission. And if you ain't reading it, they ain't got permission.
Maybe it's not. It doesn't have anything to do with Thor. I'm looking at the trailer right now. It doesn't look like it. But the dude did, like, fucking hit the ground. Lightning flew everywhere. So, it might be something, you know, that we can probably check out. Anything else, man, that you're watching or that you're thinking about watching?
There's still some movies I need to see that I haven't seen yet. You know, I try not to watch too many movies without my girl because I know half the shit I want to see, she wants to see too.
Right.
But it's hard, you know, working different schedules and shit.
Yeah, man. trust me, I understand what you mean, bro. Like, it's very difficult to watch movies and stuff when you work at two jobs, trying to take care of your newborn.
Or, like, I still want to watch Queen and Slim. I ain't watched that shit yet. Mm-hmm. I want to watch that joint with Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx. I want to check out this other show, too. I think it's on ABC about this convict, a black convict that...
For Life.
Yeah.
That's executive produced by 50 Cent.
Yeah, I want to see that. I think they did one episode already.
Yep. I want to watch the show that also comes on, I think it comes on the network as well, called All Rise, the black judge, the woman.
Okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I
want to check that out. My mom said that's pretty good. She didn't watch it. So, I want to watch that. Of course, I got to finish up watching 9-1-1 with Angela Bassett. That show's great. They got a spinoff called 9-1-1 Lone Star where they're in Texas. So we might check that out as well.
Did you finish The Arrow yet?
I have not, no. I'm on season 8. I'm on the last season that just came out. Season 8, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on season 8, I think episode 6, I think I am.
Oh, so you have to watch the whole Crisis, though.
Yeah, I haven't watched that. I'm moving along.
I'm just saying, because the whole Crisis ties into... Damn, nigga. So you gotta watch Supergirl, which you don't watch.
Whenever they have Batwoman. Whenever they have the collection episodes, I'll go and watch those episodes before I watch.
Okay.
So I watch those in order. Is you checking out that movie Birds of Prey? Harley Quinn?
Yeah, me and my girl don't watch that. We wanna watch that. We wanna watch Bad Boys 3.
Okay.
I've also been watching Black Lightning too.
Yesterday, Valentine's Day, Fantasy Island came out. The photograph, Portrait of a Lady on Fire, Sonic the Hedgehog.
I asked my girl today, because we seen a commercial about Fantasy Island. I was like, what's your fantasy? She wouldn't answer me.
She wouldn't answer you?
Nah.
What the fuck is Fantasy Island about?
It's basically a horror movie.
It's a horror reboot.
Yeah.
Ah,
right?
Okay.
I was expecting her to say one thing, and she didn't say it, so.
So they got Lucy Howe, Maggie Q, Portia Doubleday in that joint. Okay. Kim Coates, Michael Rooker. Good. Okay. Well, good for them. So that came out. Sonic the Hedgehog, After Midnight, Buffalo, Downhill, Olympic Dreams, Ordinary Love, and VFW came out today.
Great.
Next week, looks like all they got is coming out is Call It a Wild. And that's about it. The Invisible Man come out on the 28th, though. Another remake, reboot, or whatever.
Okay.
You got anything else for the people, bro?
Just, you know, hit the Facebook group up. Try to participate more. I like some more listener questions. Well, listener questions in general. We haven't had none in a while other than his girl a week or two ago.
Yeah, man. We appreciate you guys. And if you participate more, man, we can expand more. We can touch some topics that you want to hear about, man. If you want to hear about something, just let us know.
But, you know, for those who do participate, you know, thank you. It's much appreciated. I did post on Facebook. You know, anybody that had any questions, comments, wanted to call in, you know, y'all can do so.
Yes, you can. But as always, man, we appreciate you guys. Follow us on the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram. We appreciate you. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yeah.
I'm Antoine Y. Slicker, and we out.
We out.